This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Jonathan Wilson. Stepping, a type of dance where you use your whole body to mix rhythms and sounds, is often popular at high schools and colleges. Just one D.C. public middle school has a competitive step team, Kelly Miller Middle School in Northeast D.C. They compete against a few other middle schools in the DMV, but as WAMU's Kate McGee reports, these students say they want more local competition.
The sound of the eight-member Kelly Miller step team screaming, stomping, and clapping echoes through the hallways of the middle school. They're reviewing step combinations for their final competition this year, and they've got a first-place title to defend, 2 years running. The step team has only been around for a few years. It was started by two teachers at the school who also used to step. They've built a name for themselves, says seventh grader Shalaya Dean, who's also the co-captain.
We're like the jocks at our school. The step team reps Kelly Miller. We're always lit, and like they really like us.
Not only is stepping physically challenging, it requires a lot of performance and emotion. Dean likes that.
You could be petty, you could be mean, you could be nice. Like, you could be like, ah, that's what you get, you can't beat us.
But eighth grader Tamia Robertson says there's only one problem. There aren't that many teams in the district to taunt.
We went first place, so like, yeah, we want more competition than what we're getting right now to make it harder for us. So, because right now it's not hard, so we're being cocky just to make it harder.
There is no competition on this stage, they say, in this step combination.
Lions Den will take first place!
But step team is a commitment. Students must keep up their grades to perform, and they practice every day for hours, sometimes on weekends, too. Practices include learning the step routines and endurance training. Coaches Shanice Payne and Tamika Anderson Bowman say when students try out every year, most have little experience stepping.
So we have to build them up in order to be able to stomp and clap and put together a show.
Coach Anderson Bowman started the step group as part of the school's enrichment program, which focuses on activities where students and teachers can connect. Coach Payne says middle school students are often still figuring out who they are. Stepping can help.
I think the most challenging part of stepping for middle school students is finding that alter ego. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Definitely. So
sometimes we have to be like, you're not Tamika today, you're Tiffany.
And just be different and go out the box.
Performing in unison requires trust and communication. Tristan Washington is a seventh grader and the only boy on the team this year. He says that's his favorite part.
I haven't had collaboration with anybody since I was growing up. So, like, I've, like, found, like, a second family to collaborate with.
Even though stepping is physically challenging, Washington says at his school, boys see it as a girl sport. That doesn't bother him, but it annoys Shalaya Dean.
All we do is mean faces, so I don't know where they get that from.
While the team wants more competition, they're getting a taste of it later this month when they'll step against some regional high school teams. They're nervous, but students say that won't stop them from taunting their opponents on stage.
Ha, 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 ha.
For WAMU, I'm Kate McGee.